Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Joe Biden and Donald Trump will go head-to-head in an hour's time in their first TV debate ahead of November's US presidential election. The American network CNN will host the event from the key battleground state of Georgia. Sarah Smith reports from Atlanta.
Donald Trump pumped his fist at the waiting crowds as he arrived in Atlanta, emerging from his own plane. Joe Biden is sending text messages to supporters, saying he can take care of Trump on the debate stage. I've done it before, he says, but there will not be a studio audience for the debate itself. The president has spent the last few days preparing, with a member of his campaign team standing in for Donald Trump in rehearsals, while Mr. Trump's made it known he doesn't feel the need to practice. 4 years ago, debates between these two descended into an ugly shouting match. There are new rules in place to try and prevent that. Each candidate's microphone will be muted when the other is speaking. The stakes are very high, because the race appears to be so close.
The High Court in Kenya has upheld a decision to deploy the military to help deal with mass protests that have shaken the country for several days. The High Court gave the government 2 days to clarify how long the deployment would last. Barbara Pletasha reports from Nairobi.
Police fired tear gas at small groups of protesters in the city centre, breaking them up before they could gather. This was nothing like the mass demonstration on Tuesday, when a flood of protesters took over the streets and breached the barriers around Parliament. This time the army was deployed, there was more security and it was better organised. The young people leading the movement are also divided on whether to continue the demonstrations after President Ruto ceded to their demand to drop the tax bill.
The Bolivian authorities have presented before the media 17 handcuffed men who they accuse of involvement in a failed coup attempt on Wednesday. The leader of the plot, the then army chief Juan José Zúñiga, had called for a change of government, but later claimed President Arce had orchestrated the move. Warren Bull reports.
A large contingent of riot police is guarding government buildings a day after General Zúñiga deployed troops and tanks in the centre of La Paz. He announced that the military wanted to create what he called a true democracy, but within hours his troops had withdrawn and he was detained. Seconds before his arrest on Wednesday, General Zúñiga told reporters he'd been ordered to stage the uprising by President Arce, saying he wanted to boost his own popularity. The president denies that, and General Zúñiga's exact motives are unclear.
Warren Bull reporting. The Canadian Foreign Ministry has announced a second round of sanctions on Israeli settlers promoting violence in the West Bank. The punitive measures on 5 organisations and 7 individuals come 1 month after Canada and several Western allies imposed sanctions on 4 individuals. World News from the BBC. Leaders of EU member states meeting in Brussels have nominated the centre-right German politician and current European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen for a second 5-year term. António Costa of Portugal's Socialists and Democrats Party has been chosen as the President of the European Council. Liberal Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas will be the EU's foreign policy chief, replacing the outgoing Josep Borrell of Spain. The number of people killed in a crash at a level crossing in Slovakia has risen to 6. The emergency services said an express train hit a bus as it crossed the tracks near the town of Nové Zámky. All the deaths are understood to be passengers from the bus. Genetic tests carried out on the bones of the last woolly mammoths to roam the earth has found that they were inbred, but not to the extent that it would explain their extinction. Scientists in Sweden say the DNA tests suggest it's possible they were wiped out by an environmental event. Nikki Cardwell has more details.
It's a question that paleontologists have been trying to answer for years. Were the last woolly mammoths wiped out by a sudden mysterious event, or did their numbers just dwindle? The last group is known to have lived on an island off the coast of Siberia. DNA tests carried out on their remains by teams from the Swedish Museum of Natural History and Stockholm University found evidence of inbreeding, but also that their numbers were stable until the end. This challenges the theory that they died out because they were inbred.
The son of the basketball legend LeBron James has been picked in the second round of the NBA draft. Bronny James was selected by the Los Angeles Lakers, making it possible the father and son could play together next season. The 19-year-old suffered a cardiac arrest during a training session last year, but in May, doctors said he was fit to play in the NBA. BBC News.